There are some things that we know that we treasure, relationships, a treasured possessions, and the like. There are also some things that we know that we do not treasure, some relationships, junk we have that we'd like to get rid of, and other things. Other times we do not know if we value it or not unless something happens to it. For example, I was a Star Wars fan. Then in the last movie, they character assassinated Luke Skywalker and took all the lore of the saga and threw it in the trash can. I've been not watching hours of commentary on YouTube about the movie, trying to get my head wrapped around why they would do such a thing to my beloved characters and series. Only recently has it dawned on me that I actually care about Star Wars. Otherwise, all it would be is just a bad movie. You know, I've watched tons of bad movies before. Who cares? I just move on. But this time, I haven't. I've done steadily looking at different angles of why this movie was so bad. And, you know, it boils down to I care. And now Jesus talks about being the good shepherd. And being a good shepherd is easy when it's 60 or 70 degrees out and sunny and grass is all around and the sheep are obedient. Who wouldn't want to be a shepherd then? But when it's trashy, when it's only 20 or 90 degrees out, when there's little grass to be found and the sheep are scattered all over the place, it's much more difficult to be a shepherd. Whether one is to be a good shepherd depends on how much one cares for the sheep. If it's a little, then any effort would be too much effort. If it's a lot, then no effort would be spared. No effort would be too much. The ultimate test to see if the shepherd is to see if the shepherd stays when the ultimate test comes and the wolf attacks. Stay, or maybe get bit, or run away, and let the sheep go. Someone who even loves a sheep might not be willing to lay down his life for the sheep. But Jesus is. He loves us so much that he's willing to lay down his life to save us, even if we are the only ones who have gone astray. On this Good Shepherd Sunday, it's time to give thanks for the ultimate Good Shepherd, Jesus, who sacrificed himself to save us from our sins. But also to give thanks for those people in our lives who have loved us enough to be shepherds to us. And also it is a call for us to ask ourselves if we love another enough to be a shepherd to them.